Now, in chapter 17, listen to him as he speaks here. This is Job now. He says, my breath is corrupt. He knew about halitosis, bad breath, and apparently he couldn't get any of these modern mouthwashes in that day. But it means he's sick, friends. My breath is corrupt. My days are extinct. The graves are ready for me. He said, I've got one foot in the grave and the other in a banana peeling. I'm just ready to depart from this life. Are there not mockers with me? And doth not mine eye continue in their provocation? He says, here I am, ready to die. And there you are standing around mocking me. What a picture it is. These men who come to comfort him, they're now debating with him and actually now condemning him. I tell you, you can be a hard-boiled Christian, friends, and not be very helpful to the poor sinners in this world today. Oh, there are time for harsh words. God will be very harsh with Job, but God's going to comfort him. God's going to help him, and God's going to restore him. Oh, that you and I today might see that he is a God of judgment, but he's a God of mercy, and he's a God of grace. Now, listen to him here. He says, lay down now, put me in surety with thee. Who is he that will strike hands with me? He says, let's shake hands. At least shake hands with me. For thou hast hid their heart from understanding, therefore shalt thou not exalt them. He that speaketh flattery to his friends, even the eyes of his children shall fail. He says, I don't want to be flattered. I don't want to be buttered up. He had been in other days. And he goes on in this vein down to verse 13. He says, if I wait, the grave is mine house. I have made my bed in the darkness. Actually, Job felt that that dump heap outside the city was his deathbed. He never expected to leave that alive. He said, I've said to corruption, thou art my father. To the worm, thou art my mother and my sister. In other words, you're closer to me than those that brought me into the world, because I'm now ready to return back to the dust. And where is now my hope? As for my hope, who shall see it? They shall go down to the bars of the pit when our rest together is in the dust. And he's speaking of that old body of his that is so weary.